Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm Laura Adams. Since this week is Halloween, I thought I'd tackle the grisly topic of death and disaster. It's a weird issue because you don't have any need for money after you die. At least I don't think you do. So you may not really care what happens to your earthly assets and liabilities after you're gone. But if you want to be prepared for a critical medical emergency that leaves you incapacitated, or be remembered for making your death as easy as possible for those you leave behind, this podcast is for you. Next week, I'll continue this spooky topic and tell you what happens to your debt when you die. There are a few documents that everyone should have to make sure that you're as prepared as possible for the most terrible what-ifs of life and death. Like, what if you're in an accident and need life support to stay alive? What if you're mentally unable to make healthcare decisions for yourself? Or what if you die and no one knows your last wishes? As awful as it is to think about these situations, it can be even more difficult for your family or friends if they don't know what you'd want them to do. So it's really important to make your wishes clearly known in the event that you can't make them for yourself. Here are five documents that everyone should have. Document number one, a power of attorney, or POA. The purpose of a power of attorney is to give someone you trust, called your agent, the ability to make decisions and transactions for you while you're alive. You can always change it or even appoint more than one agent if you want to. There are different kinds of POAs, but a durable power of attorney is the most common type. It can be used anytime you're not capable of doing routine things like paying your bills, selling real estate, signing contracts, making insurance claims, filing taxes, or making financial decisions for yourself. That's how the financial end of your life can continue to run smoothly if you become incapacitated or are just unavailable when something important needs to be done. Document number two, a healthcare proxy. This document also goes by different names, such as healthcare surrogate, healthcare power of attorney, and power of attorney for healthcare. It allows you to designate someone to make medical decisions for you when you can't. Imagine that you're in a serious accident and become mentally incapacitated. A healthcare proxy would allow your agent to admit you into a healthcare facility or to apply for public benefits on your behalf. Document number three, a living will. A living will is similar to a healthcare proxy, but it only applies when you're facing death, so you need to have both. A living will specifies what you'd want to happen regarding end-of-life care if you were in a vegetative state or in the final stages of a terminal condition. It tells your family and doctor whether you'd want to extend your life artificially by various means or to die naturally, for instance. Document number four, a last will and testament. Everyone knows that a will takes care of your last wishes and possessions after you die. But what you may not know is that a will isn't just for old rich people. Every adult should have a will, no matter your age. If you don't have a will, the courts will decide what happens to your possessions, not your family. Your will should be updated periodically to ensure a smooth transfer of assets upon your death. Getting married, having a child, getting divorced, and becoming a widow or widower are examples of life events that should trigger you to update your will.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Document number 5, a HIPAA release. HIPAA stands for the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which protects your medical privacy. Some hospitals won't allow medical professionals to disclose any information about you, even to your healthcare proxy, unless you have a HIPAA release. Your family obviously needs to speak to your doctor about your medical situation without creating a legal problem for the doctor. So be sure and add this one to your list of important emergency documents. Sometimes married people don't think that they need emergency documents because they have a spouse to make important decisions for them if something bad happens. The problem is that jointly owned assets, such as a house or a car, generally can't be sold without consent from both of you. Here's how that could tie your hands. Let's say your spouse has a bad accident and is in the hospital in a coma. If you need money to pay your bills, you couldn't sell assets that you own together. Nor could you sell a stock, for instance, that your spouse owns in just his or her name. Married couples and domestic partners should generally give each other durable power of attorney to avoid having these kinds of financial restrictions during a crisis. Also, consider what would happen to your minor children if you and your spouse were in an accident together. If you die at the same time, or if one dies and the other is incapacitated, it's critical that you name a guardian in your will so the court doesn't appoint one for them that wouldn't be your choice. Your emergency documents make sure that you and your children's future is protected no matter what happens. Creating a power of attorney, a healthcare proxy, a living will, a last will, and a HIPAA release doesn't have to be expensive. If you have a complex situation, you'll definitely want to work with an attorney. Otherwise, you might find what you need at an online legal site like Nolo.com, RocketLawyer.com, or LegalZoom.com. You should keep all of your original signed legal documents in a very safe place, like a bank safe deposit box or at your attorney's office. But it's also smart to keep copies of everything at home in case you need them at night or on the weekend. You can also scan and upload them to a free remote storage site like mednotice.com or filedropper.com so they live in the internet cloud too. DocuBank is the nation's oldest and largest electronic storage service for emergency documents. They issue a wallet ID card and alert stickers for your driver's license so a hospital anywhere in the world can quickly get the information they need about you online or by fax. DocuBank charges $45 for a year or $145 for a 5-year membership. Do yourself and your family a favor by getting all your emergency documents created as soon as possible. It's much easier to prepare for a potential disaster than it is to recover from one that blindsides you. After a tragedy occurs, it may be too late to make important decisions. I promise that it isn't difficult, and it'll make you feel really good to know that you're as prepared as possible if something terrible and unexpected darkens your doorstep. Stay safe this Halloween. For the first time, both of Mignon Fogarty's Grammar Girl books are available as an ebook. And to celebrate, we're having a sale. The ebook editions of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips and the Grammar Devotional are, for the next 2 weeks, on sale for $4.99 each. That's half off. Purchase them wherever you buy ebooks and get 2 Grammar Girl books for the price of 1. Get more tips, resources, and money-saving ideas by liking the Money Girl Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com and do a search for Money Girl. And when you visit quickanddirtytips.com, be sure to subscribe to the Money Girl free email newsletter for exclusive content that isn't available anywhere else. And I answer as many of your email questions as I can at money@quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.